The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines, including this first one from First for Women in Fashion, Beautiful in Bows. You may be able to shop your own closet for some items that are similar to the ones they recommend here. First up, a light pink bow barrette can be added to any hairstyle or hair length for added wow. They are showing the Emmy J from Revolve.com bow barrette. I'll spell the website, Revolve.com, bow barrette for $16. It's a very, very, very pale pink bow. Satin blouses bow neckline directs the eye vertically to help elongate the neck and trim the bust. This is only $11 from Shine. It's the bow tie commuter long sleeve shirt. It is black with a tiny, tiny touch of silver edging, and the black bow is same fabric. US.shine.com. US.shein.com. Pink satin bow heels, they're talking shoes, help legs look miles long while padded soles create all-day comfort. This pair of slides, DSW.com. It's the Tiara Pump, $60 from the Journey Collection, J-O-U-R-N-E-E Collection. Midi dress, side bow detail cinches the waist and pulls focus away from any lower body bothers. It's from Mango, shop.mango, shop.mango.com. It's the Bow Modal Dress, $80. Then they have a handbag. Bow accented top handle bag can tote on the go must-haves in chic style. $78 for the Rhinestone Bow Mini Bag from Anthropologie, Anthropologie.com. Then they're showing a pair of gold and pearl earrings that bounce light onto the skin for a gorgeous glow. These are bow-shaped earrings. $44, again, Anthropologie.com. They're called the Pearl Bow Earrings. And last, a bow-tied top can be worn with jeans, pants, or a skirt. This is sort of like a corset-looking top. Express.com. Provides this one, EXPRESS.com. It's the strapless bow front tube top, $68. From Real Simple, Real Simple staffers and friends, got it from my mama, fashion advice. So here is some fashion advice provided by the staffers, family, and friends. When in doubt, dress up. Fashion has always been a huge part of our family culture, dressing for the job you want. Dress for the people to show how much you care. If we take the time to dress, we're showing how prepared we are. That was from Natalie G., co-founder of G Beauty. Throw on a jacket. Growing up, I'd watch my mother put on a tailored suit jacket and trousers, or reach into her closet for a classic blazer to dress up a t-shirt and jeans. Think Princess Diana at a polo match, minus the baseball cap. She'd do it time and again to create a look that felt put together, polished, and, to me, distinctly her. On days when I'm in a rush or I simply don't know what to wear, I'll go with a classic black or navy jacket over a white tee or thin cashmere sweater, sometimes with a silk scarf looped around my neck to add some color. Or I'll pick a statement blazer with an interesting print or detail to make a very simple look stand out. And that was Sally Holmes, the editor-in-chief of In Style. Be authentic. Something my mom used to tell me, which has become my personal mantra, is that the clothes shouldn't wear you. You should own your look and be true to yourself. That was Chi Tsai, Vice President of Design at Chico's. Add earrings. My mom taught me the importance of a good statement earring. A sculptural or sparkly pair can instantly dress up an outfit and make the whole look more polished. That was Erica Finnemore, Real Simple's home director. Find your style icon. Judy Iannotti's rule was if Jackie O wore it, whether as First Lady, Mrs. Onassis, or a book editor in New York City, she would. The vibe was preppy, classic, flattering, and simple. My mom's wedding dress was the most minimalist thing I've ever seen, and she was spectacular in it. And this by Lauren Iannotti, Real Simple's editor-in-chief. Another piece of advice, embrace the basics. My mom loved to shop and had a lot of great pieces, including plenty of fun, flashy ones. But she relied on basics to mix and match and make different looks with fewer pieces. She taught me that great basics will always pair well with louder, standout pieces and help bring an outfit together. This was Danny Pippin, Chief Operating Officer of Freedom Company. Enjoy the thrill of the hunt. She taught me where and how to look for clothing at thrift stores. Pieces without labels are usually handmade. And that older stuff, made in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, is typically better quality. Now I can sort through a rack at a thrift store and find gems quickly. That was Hannah Baker, Real Simple's senior home editor. Another, put your best foot forward. Never wear uncomfortable shoes, and you'll have beautiful and pain-free feet for life. Always choose a wedge over a heel. Comfortable shoes don't have to be ugly. This by Tara Cox, Real Simple's managing editor. Ignore the rules. Can I talk about my Gram? Her fashion choices were all about embracing what she loved and not following the rules. Up until her mid-80s, she wore purple jeans, snakeskin pants, and leopard faux furs. I take a page from her book. Just because I'm almost 40 doesn't mean I can't wear crop-top turtlenecks, hot pink blazers, and shimmery bodysuits. That was Heather Muir Maffei, Real Simple's beauty editor. Always accessorize. Amp up a simple outfit with accessories. You can take a base layer you know you feel confident in and switch it up with a third layer, like a sweater or a leather jacket, plus a bag, shoes, and jewelry. Invest in the classics. My mother's best advice was to invest in one or two great pieces a season and make sure they're classic, not trendy. Instead, buy more affordable, trendy clothes to stay current. Today, I've built a highly wearable, staple wardrobe full of classic pieces. And that was Rita Hazen, salon owner. Don't worry about the labels. I come from humble beginnings. I'd complain about not having name brand clothes like other kids at my school. And my mom would remind me that it's not about the clothes, it's about the person wearing them. This stuck with me, and I pass it down to my kids when they want to chase expensive fashion trends. This by Tisha Thompson, founder and CEO of Liss Beauty. Check the stitching. My mom always told me not to buy any denim with obvious stitching, especially the thick white kind, because it looks cheap. I still follow that rule today. And that was Muzam Agra, Real Simple photo director. Don't overthink it. Keep it simple. Keep it chic. And always be you. That was Molly Sims, actor, model, and founder of Yeese Beauty, Y-S-E. And last, only wear what you love. My mom emphasized buying clothes that make you feel amazing. When you genuinely love something, you wear it with more confidence, and it often plays well with other pieces you love. Seeing mom still rock clothes from decades ago is proof. They never seem outdated because she loves them. I'm so grateful for her wisdom and her vintage sweaters. And that was Zoe Richards, Director of Communications and Public Relations at Rothy's. From First for Women, brilliant uses for apple cider vinegar. First, soothe a sore throat. If spring allergies have left your throat feeling dry and scratchy, no need to reach for medicine to treat it. Instead, get quick relief with this natural remedy. Mix a quarter cup of apple cider vinegar, or ACV, with a quarter cup of water and gargle for 15 seconds. Repeat hourly as needed. The acidic helps loosen throat irritating phlegm and kill itch and soreness causing bacteria. Next, clear clogged drains naturally. Your kitchen sink is draining pretty slowly. The easy way to avoid a full-on clog without toxic chemicals? Simply pour half a cup of baking soda down the pipes, then follow it with a half cup of apple cider vinegar. The combination creates a chemical reaction that will break up smaller clogs and neutralize odors so things continue to run smoothly. Stop a bruise from forming. You accidentally bumped into your desk and already have a sore spot on your thigh. To avoid a bruise, soak a bit of gauze in apple cider vinegar and use a bandage or medical tape to secure it to the area. Leave it in place for 1 hour. When applied topically, ACV improves circulation to the skin's surface and prevents blood from pooling. Add shine to your pup's coat. While cuddling with Buster, you notice his fur looks lackluster. The solution? Add a 1/4 teaspoon of apple cider vinegar to his water bowl daily, gradually building up to 1 teaspoon for every 15 pounds of his body weight. The slow increase helps him get used to the taste. ACV's potassium and B vitamins nourish and strengthen hair follicles for a healthy shine. Freshen up feet in a flash. After a fun day of hiking with your family, your tootsies are smelling a bit funky. To banish the unpleasant odors, just add a mix of 1/3 cup of apple cider vinegar and 1/2 cup of warm water in a small basin. Soak feet in the solution for 30 minutes. Repeat daily if desired. The acids in ACV will deodorize feet, leaving them smelling fresh in no time. Get dishes sparkling without scrubbing. If you end up with stuck-on gunk on your casserole dish, try this low-maintenance solution. Simply fill the dish with warm, sudsy water and add 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. Let it soak for 30 minutes before rinsing with water. The ACV's acids will dissolve the stuck-on food. No scrubbing required. Guarantee super soft towels. The secret to ultra-soft linens? Add apple cider vinegar. Add 1/2 cup of ACV to your wash loads rinse cycle. Add 1/4 cup to the fabric softener compartment for high-efficiency washers. ACV's acetic acid brings down the detergent buildup and can make towels feel rough. Next, rinse away dandruff. No need to buy special shampoos to eliminate stubborn dandruff. If you find your scalp has been extra flaky, try this budget-friendly solution. Pour equal parts apple cider vinegar and water into a spray bottle, spritz on hair and scalp, then shampoo and rinse after 15 minutes. ACV's natural antifungal properties will kill dandruff-causing fungus. Next, nix the smell of burnt food. Oops, you completely forgot about the brownies baking in the oven, and now the stench of burnt food is lingering in the kitchen. The fast fix, boil a mixture of 1 tablespoon apple cider vinegar in a small saucepan on the stove for a few minutes. ACV absorbs any unpleasant odors, so your kitchen will be back to fresh and fragrant once again. And last, revive yellowing plants. Yellow spots on houseplant leaves are often the result of high pH levels in the soil caused by hard water. The fix? Water plants with a mixture of 2 tablespoons apple cider vinegar and 1 quart of water. Repeat once weekly for 3 weeks. ACV's acidity will help restore the pH level of the soil, plus nourish plants with minerals to make them healthy and green once again. From Magnolia, aloe vera. When? There's an over-the-counter treatment for virtually every minor ailment. It's easy to overlook the healing potential right under our noses, like in, say, an unassuming aloe plant on the sill. The leaves of this succulent bottle of seemingly magical elixir pack packed with powerful properties that soothe well beyond sunburns. The short list? Aloe vera can aid in wound healing, improve digestion, and clear skin. But maybe most remarkable is its ability to thrive indoors and help us do the same. The benefits? Aloe vera gel is rich in vitamins, including C, A, and E, and has antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties, which means it has potential to clear acne and promote digestive and oral health. We share tips for harvesting the gel and ways to use it, but we recommend you consult with an expert or doctor before using it at home. So how to help your aloe plant thrive? Sunlight. Place the aloe vera plant in a location with bright, indirect sunlight. Watering. Allow the soil to dry out completely between waterings. Water the plant deeply, but infrequently, as aloe vera is a succulent that stores water in its leaves. Use a well-draining cactus or succulent potting mix. Ensure the pot has drainage holes to prevent waterlogging. Aloe vera prefers temperatures between 59 and 77 degrees Fahrenheit. For fertilizing, fertilize sparingly, preferably with a balanced, diluted, water-soluble fertilizer during the growing season, which is spring and summer. Avoid over-fertilizing, as aloe vera is not a heavy feeder. For pruning, remove dead or damaged leaves at the base of the plant. Trim off any yellow or brown leaves. Monitor for pests, such as aphids or mealybugs. Treat any infestations promptly with insecticidal soap or neem oil. Propagation. Aloe vera can be propagated by separating offsets from the main plant. Allow the offset to dry for a day before planting it in its own pot. And indoor versus outdoor care? If you're keeping the plant outdoors, protect it from excessive rain and provide shade in intense midday sun. Shield it from temperatures below 50 degrees. Now, for harvesting, cut a thick, mature leaf from a plant that's at least 2 to 3 years old. Make sure the leaf is healthy and doesn't have any mold or damage. Use sharp scissors to cut the leaf near the plant's base. Place the leaf vertically in a container, cut side down, to allow the aloe in, the yellow sap layer underneath the skin, to release. Leave to drain overnight. Note, aloe is a skin irritant and, if ingested, has laxative properties. Once all the aloe has drained, trim off the cut end and the prickly edges of the leaf with a knife, then slice in half lengthwise. Using the knife, separate the leaf from the interior clear gel. Squeeze the gel into a container. You can either cut the gel into cubes or create a smoother gel by placing it in a blender and straining the blended gel to remove the pulp. Then apply gel directly to skin or put it in smoothies, juices, etc. And as a tip, don't harvest more than 2 leaves at once from the same plant. Give your aloe a little time to grow back. And let's see, we're going to move on to some recipes. Easy weeknight recipe from Good Housekeeping. Chicken Francesi pasta, if I could say it. It's a one-pot meal, active in total time 30 minutes. Heat 1.5 tablespoons olive oil in a large, high-sided skillet on medium-high. Season 1.5 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breasts, which have been cut into 1-inch pieces, with 1/2 teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper. Cook until browned on both sides, 2 to 3 minutes per side. Transfer to a bowl. Add 1 teaspoon olive oil. I'm sorry, 1 teaspoon oil and 1 small lemon, thinly sliced and seeded, to skillet. Reduce heat to medium and brown 1 minute per side. Transfer to a cutting board and finely chop. Add 1/4 cup fresh lemon juice to the skillet. Scrape up the brown bits. Transfer to a bowl, the bowl with the chicken. Add 1/3 cup dry white wine to the skillet. Simmer 1 minute. Whisk in 3.5 cups water and 3.5 teaspoons chicken bouillon base. Excuse me. We used better than bouillon. Add 12 ounces penne and simmer, stirring occasionally, 10 minutes. Return chicken and juices to the skillet and simmer until pasta is al dente and chicken is cooked through 2 to 4 minutes more. Remove skillet from heat. Swirl in 1 tablespoon cold unsalted butter to melt. Toss with chopped lemon and 1 ounce parmesan finely grated, and then fold in 1/4 cup flat leaf parsley leaves chopped and sprinkle with 1 ounce parmesan finely grated. And this serves 4. From First for Women, salmon rotini salad. Active time is 15 minutes. Total time is 25. And this serves 4. Our quick prep mustard vinaigrette perfectly complements flaky fish. So we need 8 ounces rotini pasta, 8 ounces asparagus trimmed, cut into 2-inch pieces, 1/4 cup olive oil, 2 tablespoons grainy mustard, 2 tablespoons white wine vinegar, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 teaspoon grated lemon zest, 2 2.6-ounce pouches of wild pink salmon, boneless, skinless, flaked, 4 cups watercress, 3 scallions cut into thirds crosswise, thinly sliced lengthwise. Cook the pasta per package directions, adding asparagus during the last 2 minutes of cooking. Drain, rinse under cold water. In a bowl, whisk oil, mustard, vinegar, lemon juice, zest, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Add salmon, watercress, scallions, and pasta mixture, and toss gently. From First for Women, cherry chocolate chia pudding. Active time is 5 minutes. Total time, 4 hours and 5 minutes, and it serves 2. This just sweet enough dark chocolate chia pudding is great for those days I want something sweet but nutrient dense. Ingredients: 1 cup almond milk, 1/3 cup chia seeds, 1/4 cup cocoa powder, 2 tablespoons maple syrup, 1/8 teaspoon salt, 1/3 cup pitted cherries, fresh or frozen, chopped, 2 tablespoons chocolate chips. In a medium bowl or storage container, vigorously whisk the milk, chia seeds, cocoa powder, maple syrup, and salt, incorporating any cocoa powder sticking to the sides and bottom. Stir in the cherries and chocolate chips. Cover the chia pudding and refrigerate until thick and creamy, at least 4 hours or preferably overnight. Give it a good stir before serving and enjoy cold. Raspberry lime granita. Active time 30 minutes, total time 9 hours and 30 minutes, and this serves 6. These fruity sensations make a refreshing summertime treat. We need 1 to 2 limes, 1/2 cup of sugar, 3 6-ounce containers of raspberries plus some additional, fresh mint, lime slices, or zest, optional. Peel the zest from 1 lime. Squeeze 2 tablespoons juice. In a pot, combine sugar, 1/2 cup water, and the lime zest. Over medium heat, bring mixture to a boil. Cook until sugar dissolves 1 to 2 minutes. Transfer to a bowl, let cool, and strain. In a food processor, process 3 containers raspberries and 1/2 cup water until smooth. Using a spoon, stir and push through a strainer. Stir in the lime juice and lime syrup. Pour into freezer-proof 8-inch square pan. Cover and freeze for 8 hours. With a fork, scrape frozen mixture into flakes. Divide among 6 glasses. If desired, garnish with raspberries, fresh mint, and lime slices or zest. Very cooling for the summer. And from Woman's Day, pineapple cucumber smoothies. Active and total time are both 5 minutes, and this makes 2. Very pretty looking. Half cup plain Greek yogurt. 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice. 1/4 cup unsweetened almond milk or water. 1 Persian cucumber chopped plus thin slices, which have been shaved with a vegetable peeler for serving. 1 banana cut into pieces, then frozen. 1 cup frozen pineapple chunks. And 1 cup baby spinach. In a blender, puree all ingredients until smooth, except for the slices of cucumber. So if desired, wrap the cucumber slices inside each tall glass, pressing them along the interior of the glass to help them adhere. Then carefully pour in the smoothie. Very pretty looking green smoothie, and it sounds extremely healthy, doesn't it? From First for Women, inspiration. Surprising way to foster giving. If you're trying to get people to donate to a cause, like supporting a soup kitchen or local shelter, ask them to reflect on the legacy they'd like to leave behind, suggest researchers out of Duke University. In a series of studies of more than 3,000 participants, subjects were significantly more willing to donate to charities when asked to consider how they might impact future generations. The study author suggests that urging people to factor in their potential effect on the world at large broadens their sense of responsibility, inspiring them to ponder the long-term significance of their actions and how they might influence those not directly related to them. And this one will give you chills. The life-saving mistake. I was throwing a 60th birthday party for my husband, Brian, and stopped at the bakery downtown to pick up his cake. I was already running behind and felt a bit frazzled. So when they brought out the cake, I let out a long groan to see it read, "Happy Birthday, Brian," with his name misspelled. The baker apologized profusely and went back to correct it. Just then I heard a loud crash and looked out the store window. I saw that a van had rammed into the driver's side of my parked car. The driver door was completely crushed in. Chills ran down my spine to think I could have been sitting behind the wheel at that moment, if not for that mistake. That night, as Brian blew out his candles, I looked on with a thankful heart and a new appreciation for last-minute holdups. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Catch you next time.